spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, we are in session. I'm Uncle Buck, and what a session we have lined up for you this week. Our featured artist is the one and only Taj Mahal. We've got a double dose coming up here in the first segment with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dr. John doing a Stevie Ray Vaughan song. You're going to want to pick up on that one. Our then and now feature this week is Howlin' Wolf's Red Rooster, and doing the modern version of it just released from his album Believe, Albert Cummings going to do the Red Rooster song with a bit of a modern touch on it. Also getting spins this week, a guy that's won all kind of awards this year, Christone Kingfish Ingram, with a new release. Bonnie Raitt's on board, Bobby Rush, Samantha Fish, and we're going to introduce you to a blues group up in Canada. They're called the Durham County Poets. They're nominated for the Juno Award up in Canada, which is like our Grammy Awards in the States. But right now, let's get this session underway. Here's a great duo, Gary Moore and B.B. King, and their song is Since I Met You, Baby.
To wake up in the morning with an aching head, I couldn't remember anything I'd said. My friends told me I was getting out of line. If it wasn't for you, baby, I'd be doing time. Since I met you, baby, you've made a new man of me. Since I met you, baby, I'm happy as a man could be. Yes, I am.
I used to think that I was better than the rest. Ain't no doubt about it, I was no second best. Didn't seem to matter what was right or what was wrong. I did some crazy thing before you came along. Since I met you, baby, you made a new man of me. Since I met you, baby, I'm happy as a man could be. Yes, I am.
Since I met you, baby.
Since I met you, baby.
Since I met you, baby.
Since I met you, baby, I'm happy as a man could be. One more time.
Our featured artist this week is the one and only Taj Mahal. The Taj was born in Harlem, grew up in Massachusetts. The given name of Henry St. Clair Fredericks, went to work on a dairy farm when he was 16 years old, ended up managing the farm, even went to college at Massachusetts University, majored in animal husbandry, minors in veterinary science and agronomy, not the usual early history of a great blues artist. And speaking of a great blues artist, Taj Mahal has won 3 Grammy Awards, 1997, year 2000, again in 2018. So let's bring on the Taj, our featured artist, and checking up on my baby.
She been putting down, checking up on my baby. Find out what she been putting down. So many nights and days since I've been living in this town. I had me a little job playing down the way. Yes, I had me a little job and I was playing down the way. Well, you know I wasn't feeling too good, but I wanna hear something my baby say. Well, you know I didn't even call, I didn't even write. No, I didn't send a telegram. No, I didn't even call, I didn't even write. And I didn't send a telegram. Yes, you know my baby, but she didn't know just where I was. I'm checking up on my baby. I left her in a town. Now listen here. We'll be right back.
featured artist Taj Mahal with Checking Up on My Baby. Taj Mahal's going to be back as our featured artist in segment two of today's session. Here's one you're really going to like, I think. Taj Mahal's going to call on his buddy Keb Mo to help him out on a song. I think it's time for a double dose of the blues, though. What I think's a pretty darn good blues song that you might not have heard, that didn't get a whole lot of airplay, by Stevie Ray Vaughan, but it's called Hug You, Squeeze You, and it's going to be followed up in this double dose of the blues by Dr. John, and it's going to be a Stevie Ray Vaughan song called Cold Shot that Dr. John performed in a Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute show. But here's Stevie Ray Vaughan and Hug You, Squeeze You.
God knows I love you, baby. Tell the world I do. God knows I love you, gotta tell the world I do. I'll do anything just to be loved by you. Got so much trouble, I don't know what to do. Got so much trouble, I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'll do anything just to make love to you. I wanna hug you, kiss you, squeeze you, girl, I'm falling off. I wanna hug you, kiss you, squeeze you, girl, I'm falling off. God knows about that, baby, baby, that love you so.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
What was a sweet thing, baby? thing. That's a cold shot, baby. Yeah, that's a drink. That's a cold shot, baby. Me, say you do anything I say. Now I see you out somewhere, darling. You won't give me the time of day, and that's a cold shot, baby. Hey, yeah, darling, that's a stone drag. That's a cold shot, baby. Go
How's that for a double dose of the blues? Stevie Ray Vaughan doing Hug You, Squeeze You, and backed up in a double dose by Dr. John, doing one of my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan songs, Cold Shot. We do a feature each week called Then and Now. Taking care of the then portion is going to be Chester Arthur Burnett. You might know him by Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf's song is Red Rooster, recorded back in 1961. So let's get on with it. Here's Howlin' Wolf, the then portion of our Then and Now feature with Red Rooster.
Mm-hmm. please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. There's been no peace in the barnyard since the little red rooster been gone.
A bit of old school there for you by the one and only Howlin' Wolf, taking care of the then portion of Then and Now. Albert Cummings will be taking care of the now version of that song, Red Rooster. It's coming out of a new album he has out called Believe. That'll be coming up in segment two of our session today. Let's go back to back and belly to belly with a couple of great blues songs. Leading it off will be Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, a new release of his called Empty Promises. Chris Stone will be followed up by Bonnie Raitt doing Feeling of Falling. But right now, here's the Kingfish and Empty Promises.
Thank you. the promises, baby. You know I love you. You know I want you. Gotta have you, babe. Gotta have you, babe. Gotta have you, babe. Gotta have you, babe.
Bucket of the Blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
Sometimes I miss that feeling of falling, falling on overland. You know I miss that feeling of falling, babe. I wanna fall on over the ledge. And when my mind it can get so worried, and I just can't get no rest. Instead, after midnight, baby, sitting here all alone, I try to call your number, but you still ain't. With all that mess, you see the way I'm feeling right now, darling. Well, it scares me half to death, and I miss that feeling of falling all over the Texas, babe. I was too hot and wet to sleep, and I heard you pull up in the distance. Yeah, you were coming to get me relief. We went screaming down that highway, baby, so much faster than we should. And when you pulled me over in the moonlight, darling, ooh. something you get over. You can think you make it through. Gonna turn your head and try to walk away, people. 'Cause it never takes its eyes off you. Push your foot right through that floorboard. Make me cut them streamers down his back. I waste what's precious and I can't afford. And I try to run my life right off the track.
Take a little pause for the cause at this time, but don't you dare run away. Segment 2's gonna kick off with a duo of John Lee Hooker and Robert Cray. Taj Mahal's gonna be back. Also getting spins is gonna be Samantha Fish, Bobby Rush, Albert Cumming's new song. We're gonna introduce you to some Canadian friends of ours, the Durham County Poets. It's all coming up on segment 2 of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Baby Lee, please don't do me wrong. Baby Lee, please don't do me wrong. I love you, gal. Always do me wrong. Let me do the mill. Taking me downtown, baby. Let me do the mill. Just back home. Treat me like a child. Thank you.
don't do me wrong. I love you, gal. Always do me wrong.
Segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is in session. You just heard one of those great blues duos that seems to be in vogue these days. John Lee Hooker teamed up with Robert Cray in a song called Baby Lee. That's a dynamic duo, John Lee Hooker and Robert Cray. Oh, wow. Let's get into the second installment of our featured artist today. Our featured artist is Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal, at a young age, picked up on playing the guitar, the piano, banjo, harmonica. Someone once said of the Taj, if it's a musical instrument, Taj can probably figure out how to play it. Our second installment of our featured artist of the day with Taj Mahal, he's going to team up with a buddy of his. That buddy's name is Keb Moe. So here's our featured artist, Taj Mahal, teamed up with Keb Moe, and their collaboration is Don't Leave Me Here.
Down south, how the weather in the Delta, how the food tastes in your mouth. For the beans and cornbread, grits and cream, candy yam, and black eyed peas. If you're going to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear. Stuck here in Chicago, please don't leave me here. When you see Lou Della, tell her hey for me. Last time I saw her, it was in my dreams. She's the sweetest thing under the sun. When I think about some love, if you're going to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear, well, you know I'm stuck here in Chicago, please don't leave me here. What they're doing in Vicksburg, down in Aberdeen, they got more fine leg women in them one main episode. What they doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean? I ain't been to Clarkdale since 1963. Cause if you go to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear, y'all, I'm stuck here in Chicago. Don't Christmas. Deep, deep snow on the ground. Came home late over in the evening. She done pulled my playhouse down. So if you on the Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear. Oh, y'all, I'm stuck here in Chicago.
Can only expect something great when those two guys get together. Taj Mahal and Keb Mo with Don't Leave Me Here. We're going to hit the spot with a blues double shot. Going to put it into high gear with Samantha Fish. A big hit song of hers that's getting a lot of play all over the blues world called Bulletproof. Samantha's going to be followed up by Bobby Rush from his Grammy award-winning album Porcupine Meat. Bobby Rush is going to do the title song called Porcupine Meat. Not something I've ever seen on my plate before, but the song's great. Let's get this double shot underway. Samantha Fish kicks it off with Bulletproof.
Bunch of bulletproof. the choke, you need me bulletproof. Twisting up and turn, now you say I'm crazy now. Your belly close, I love you so, I'm on my way out. I'm on my way.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm in love with the woman. She don't mean me no good. That woman, if I could, I tried to leave her many times before. And every time I leave, I walk back the door. I know it ain't right, boy, it just ain't fair. I wanna leave, but I can't go nowhere. Like porcupine meat, too fat to eat, too lean to go away. It's like porcupine meat, too fat to eat, too lean to throw away. Back then, but look at me, y'all. What a mess I'm in. In love with a woman, treat me so wrong. I wanna leave her, but I can't leave her love alone. It's like porcupine meat, too fat to eat, too lean to throw away. Oh, it's like porcupine meat, too fat to eat, too lean to throw away. But a good love making y'all out of sight. I hooked on your love, girl. I can't leave you alone. More y'all love I get, the more I want. many kisses, girl, I can't let you be. Your sweet kisses got a hold on me. It's like porcupine meat, too fast to eat, too lean to throw away. It's like porcupine meat, too fast to eat, too lean to throw away. Oh, baby,
can't leave me all alone.
I'm hooked, hog tied in the collar.
Can't leave your love alone.
Hooked on your love, I can't leave your love alone.
Can't leave your love alone.
For your love I get, girl, the more I want.
Can't leave your love alone.
I'm addicted to your kisses, can't let you be.
Here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we really like hearing from our listeners that check in with us from time to time. All of those that are keeping track with us on Instagram and our Facebook page. Ron Harms down in Houston, Texas checked in. Ron's got a business down there called Corvettes and Classics. Good to hear from you, Ron. Sharon Woods down in Clearwater, Florida, said she likes the Tommy Castro blues music we play. Tom Gilbert's checked in. He's a blues picker up in Oregon. Edward Caribou, all the way from Uganda, pulled our string this week. Billy Crawford down in Bristol, Tennessee, a musician and a courts case worker, checked in. It's good to hear from Karen Anderson in Dallas, Texas. Stacy Jeffress from the Blues Music Magazine in Topeka, Kansas. Good to hear from you, Stacy. Also heard from Jane Massa in Arab, Alabama. And from my old stomping grounds of Jacksonville, Florida, Rollin Isbell checked in. Thanks, all you guys. We do enjoy hearing from you here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Coming up next is a song I've really been chomping at the bits to put on the turntable. It's from Albert Cummings' new album called Believe. Earlier in segment one in our Then and Now feature, we brought on Howlin' Wolf to do a old-school version of Red Rooster. Albert Cummings is going to take care of the now portion of Then and Now. Put a listen on this. Albert Cummings and Red Rooster.
Thank you. been no peace in a barnyard ever since the little red rooster's been gone.
We're always on the lookout on the Blues Horizon for some great blues artists, some with a great story to tell. We enjoy introducing you to some of our finds. I know you're going to like the music from a group called the Durham County Poets up in Canada. Kevin Harvey, their lead singer, has an unusual story to tell that I think you'll enjoy. So we're going to introduce you at this time, all the way from Canada, the Durham County Poets.
I have on the line Kevin Harvey. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Uncle Buck. Thank you very much. How are you doing up there?
Well, we're doing pretty good here out in the panhandle of Texas. We play a little bit of all kind of blues here. We play some Chicago blues, California blues, New Orleans blues, and here in just a little bit, we're going to be playing some Canada blues. Your band, the Durham County Poets, you guys reside up in the Châteauguay Valley, which is in southwest Quebec, just a little way from Montreal, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's about an hour drive from Montreal. We're in the rural section. We're right up against the New York State border and the Ontario border, so nestled in that little corner of the province.
I got a copy of your album, and you got some really great blues tunes on that album. The album, by the way, folks, is called Hand Me Down Blues, and here in just a minute, we're going to be playing the title cut off of that album by the Durham County Poets. You have kind of an unusual story, and I would, before we get into a little bit of your personal history, Kevin, I'd like to talk just a little bit. You were 19 years old when you went to your first blues concert. And what a concert that was. The featured artist was none other than Muddy Waters. And there's a quote in your album where you say, "I planted my elbows firmly on the stage as if to stake my claim. I looked up at Muddy square in the eye, and then I placed my hand on his shoe. He looked at me and winked as if to say, 'Welcome to the blues, son.'" And I guess that stuck, didn't it, Kevin?
That's exactly what happened, and it stuck the whole time, you know. I didn't start playing music until about 6 years later. You know, I was just a spectator. And then I started playing blues about 6 years later, then got into folk music, and now back into the blues again.
Now, right after that concert, a couple of months after that concert, here is one of the things that not only are you a great blues man and got some great blues men in the Durham County Poets, but talk just a little bit about what happened to you a couple of months after that Muddy Waters concert.
Well, after that fateful event there, a bunch of buddies and myself, we were out camping as young 19-year-olds doing silly stunts, and I broke my neck and severed my spinal cord and became paralyzed from the neck down there. I became a quadriplegic there. That was August 9th, 1981, a few months after the show was in June, that I saw Muddy. Yeah, so that laid me up for a year.
Well, one of the unique things in your album, on the inside, there's a picture of you and the band, and you are in a wheelchair, and I have to hand that to you. You know, Muddy Waters kind of dictated you were going to be in the blues, and Kevin, I have to hand it to you. You being in a wheelchair and the accident that you had and the results of it, that didn't stop you from playing the blues, did it?
No, sorry. Actually, it might have been quite crucial to be performing the blues, you know, because I was into construction and manual labor before, so after that, I'm like, now what am I going to do, you know?
Now, do you guys play mostly around Montreal, or do you travel?
We travel, we're going to be up for a Juno Award. Well, the album is up for Blues Album of the Year in Canada.
Oh, great.
So we'll be traveling. Yeah, we'll be traveling to the Junos. That's like the Canadian versions of the Grammys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be Saskatoon in March on the weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th performing there. So we'll be traveling by trusty old Air Canada.
Okay.
To the big metropolis, the winter metropolis of Saskatoon. Yeah, and so we were very pleased to hear that. That was quite surprised. We found that out about a month ago.
Like, well, keep in touch with me as to the results of that nomination. You're really to be congratulated on that. Kevin, if you would, introduce the players in your band.
All right. So on this album, we have on electric guitar, Mr. David White. On electric and acoustic guitar, Neil Ellsmore. On upright bass on this one is Carl Roof from Orangetown, Quebec. And Rob Kutzer from Montreal. And myself, Kevin Harvey from DeWittville, or just outside Orangetown as well, in the Chateauguay Valley. And we have a few guest horn players from this Montreal group called Fuel Junkie. We have Marc Leclerc and Patrice, you know, a couple of Francophone guys. They're just great horn players, and they showed up.
Well, I one thing I noticed on the CD, and this is a great listening CD, but not only do you guys have some great original tunes like your title song, Hand Me Down Blues, that we're going to be listening to here in a little bit. But there's some names on here I recognize, like Dave Bartholomew, who you look at all the Fats Domino records, his name's on most of them. You got some Lennon and McCartney tune on here. And I noticed there's several on here by an M. Morganfield. Now, is that the famous M. Morganfield that I'm thinking of?
Yes, that would be Muddy Mississippi Waters. Yeah.
Muddy Waters, yeah. A lot of people don't know who M. Morganfield is.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there's a couple of great tunes on here that Muddy Waters wrote, and I'm sure he had a recording out, but you guys have done some great covers on them.
Yeah, I wanted to pay homage to a lot of the first early recordings that I started listening to, you know. I started listening to kind of like the Chicago blues and stuff that was out in the 70s and the 80s. And then I went back and forth, you know, back in time, forward in time. And that was the whole concept of the album, to pay homage, not to copy or mimic, but at least to, you know, say thank you and pass it on, and then write some stuff that we got and see how it turns out, I guess, you know.
Now, before we introduce our Uncle Buck Plays the Blues audience to the Durham County Poets, I would like to read one thing that you have in your album cover. You're talking about all that you mentioned a moment ago, the some of the great blues artists like Muddy Waters that really influenced you guys. And you're quoted as saying, they handed down the blues to us, and we want to continue in their tradition by putting our own stamp on it, handing down the blues to another generation. And that you have.
Amen.
So at this time, Kevin, and all the guys in the band of the Durham County Poets, I'd like to introduce you to the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues audience. And here are Durham County Poets and Hand Me Down Blues.
Well, when I first heard it, I was a young, young boy. I didn't know it at the time, but I felt it just the same. Bobbing to the top and sipping low and slow. It was there all the time. It's roots were deep, don't you know? When I was three, my mama told me, if you wanna have some fun, put on a Count Basie record and kick off your shoes. She was dancing in the kitchen like she had nothing to
blues. And that's how mama handed me them blues. So if you like what you're feeling, and if these old blues speak to you, you gotta take up that mantle and pass it on down. Passing down the hand-me-down blues. The local corner store, and I dialed in a station playing blues at the dark. I fell asleep each night to Muddy and Howlin' Wolf. I got my mojo wagon to play my hand-me-down blues. I took a walk downtown waiting at the traffic light. I heard a young man playing slide, setting fire to the night. He said, my daddy told me, son, I ain't got much to give to you. No, I can't give you nothing but these old hand-me-down blues. Got the hand-me-down blues. I got the hand-me-down blues. I got the hand-me-down blues. Well, we can't give you nothing but these old hand-me-down blues.
We've got just about time for one more before we go. And what a collaboration this is. Mavis Staples teamed up with Taj Mahal, Keb Mo, and some blues heavyweights on a song called The Wait.
I pulled in the Nazareth. I was feeling about a half-past dead. I just needed to find a place where I could lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, no was all he said.
Take a load out.
Up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can't stick around.
Take a load off. Put the Lord right on me.
Put the Lord on me.
Go down, Moses. There's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day.
Well, Luke, my friend, what about your family? He said, son, won't you stay and keep an eye on the company?
Jack, if you take Jack, my dog.
I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can?
Put the Lord right on me. Put the Lord on me. Catch a cannonball now to take me home down the line. My back is aching, and I do believe that it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. Oh, you know she's the only one.
And that puts a wrap on our effort to keep the blues alive for another week right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. This is your favorite uncle, Uncle Buck, and it's been a blast playing the blues for you. Hope you'll join us next weekend, as we're going to have a whole nother bucket of blues for you. So until then, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.